For Comptroller Peter Franco, today's vote selling the Rocky Gap Resort to the company building a slots casino there is historic.
Mark June 20th, 2012, as the day that Peter Franco supported an item that will pave the way for a new gambling casino in Maryland.
Franco says the $10 million sale helps the state get rid of a white elephant. It paves the way for a casino to be built there and open by the fall of next year. But as lawmakers consider expanding gambling in a special session, Franco says this.
I honestly believe it would be a profound embarrassment to the state if the General Assembly were to reconvene next month for yet another in what is beginning to feel like a repetitive loop of special sessions, simply to pave the way for a new casino site at National Harbor and to surrender to the demands of MGM Resorts for a sweetheart, a tax rate.
And that brought this response from Governor O'Malley.
There are many things I'd like to say in response to your remarks as well, Mr. Comptroller. In deference to the hour, the time, and the distinguished company here at the meeting, I'll reserve my response for another day.
The workgroup studying a sixth casino is holding its final public meeting today. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.